Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. It's been a couple of years now since I've had the Alabama Prison Birth Project on The Mark White Show, but I'm very pleased to have Ashley Rossi Lovell along with Chantel Norris today. They are the co-founders, co-directors of the Alabama Prison Birth Project. I wanted to have them both on the program today because, first off, Frontline did a very special documentary about Tutwiler, which is our prison here in the state of Alabama for women. And then there are also some challenges that they have faced through the Alabama Prison Birth Project because of COVID-19. Obviously, you're talking about, when we're talking about Alabama Prison Birth Project, we're talking about women who are mothers-to-be and are mothers and have certain needs. Well, within the confines of a prison, with COVID-19, guests, people coming in and out, the situation with bearing children, it can present a very difficult situation, but Ashley and Chantel have done the best they can to navigate through this during this time. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ashley Rossi Lovell and Chantel Norris.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
Very glad to have both of you. Ashley, you've been on the show before. You know what we try to do here on The Mark White Show, and that, of course, is to recognize people who are making a difference in our communities, share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I know that you have a great support team around you to help make the Alabama Prison Birth Project what it is, but as we've talked about, it has become more difficult, and it means even more people stepping in to make a difference.
Yes, I tell you, I think it was March 10th was the last day that we were inside the prison doing our regular work, going about our normal lives. And then COVID hit and everything shut down, and we found out in the span of a couple of days that we would not be going into the prison anytime soon, and we would not be able to attend the births of our clients anytime soon. And so kind of overnight, our programming sort of melted away. It was a scary feeling, and we were worried for our clients inside the prison. We didn't know how isolated they might be or what the conditions were like. And we didn't know how to reach them. And we knew that they were counting on our support, and we were suddenly cut off from them. So it was a really confusing time and hard for us. But once we gathered our wits about her and we were able to talk to the prison administrators, we kind of figured out a way to adapt pretty quickly. And that involved looking for some extra funding to help the prison get some technology installed where we could do some remote visiting, virtual visiting. And so just like everyone else, the prison learned how to use Zoom, and we are able to reach our clients now using that technology. Thanks to funds that we raised from church partners and the Central Alabama Community Foundation, and some other funders, we've been able to get not just one, but three teleconferencing stations installed inside Tutwiler.
You know, when I think about the challenges that you were already facing, there are so many things that you guys have tried to do. As you and I both know, Chantel, we all know that the prison system can become a forgotten place. You have people there that, yes, they've committed crimes, they've done wrong, and they're paying the consequences. But that doesn't mean that we forget them from humanity. And the very fact that we have women who are many times pregnant as they're being incarcerated, I've run into that as a police officer, they are still having a child. We still need to be there to help in that particular situation.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that our program pre-COVID focused on, was just really trying to help, you know, even though, you know, there's hard circumstances, just helping to bring back the humanity of the birth-giving year, the preserving that dignity in pregnancy and childbirth, and just letting the women know that we haven't forgotten about them, that we care about them, that we care what happens to them, we care what happens to their babies, and, you know, that they're not in this alone, that, you know, there are people, they're not forgotten, and we're just trying to make this a better experience for them.
As we look at the prison system as a community, there are those within the prison system who have opportunities to eventually be out. If we are not offering tools that symbolize what it means to be free and to be free of drugs or other bad behaviors known by that person in the past, then what are we setting them up for in the future? And that would include the groundwork for the strong mother-child attachment. Because if you don't have that bond, the mother-child bond, the child is suffering, the mother's suffering, you're not really creating an environment that is going to be productive as they try to move forward outside of the prison walls.
Yeah, we say that all the time. That's, you know, the Department of Corrections is really about rehabilitating people. That's a good sense for society. I mean, that's preventing future crime. That's actually making our communities safer. When the vast majority of our clients are released within 1 year of giving birth, they are going to reunite with their child. And we need for them to be able to, you know, sustain themselves on the outside and build a better life for themselves and their family. And experiencing something traumatic, prison itself is traumatic, but then giving birth inside prison, kind of in an isolated sense without family or partner support, and then being separated from your newborn in 24 hours, that creates a whole different set of trauma on its own. And so, you know, the time that people are locked away, the freedoms that they lose are the ability to attend their family's funeral, or their, you know, they may lose their dad. And I think a lot of people can relate to that right now during this coronavirus outbreak, because many people are unable to attend the funerals of their loved ones, whether they died from COVID or not. And this is what incarcerated people experience every day. The serving your time and paying the price, you know, for your crime is your freedom taken away, being locked away from your family and your community. And to add additional traumas on top of that does not place someone in a good position when they come back out to do better.
Have you ever looked into what year maybe it was determined, or the name was the Department of Corrections, when someone decided that that would be the name? Have you ever looked into that?
No, I have not.
Because it's not called the Department of Punishment. But right. when you think right. about the Department of Corrections, somebody sat together with some people and said, look, we're about corrections. We know growing up as kids, we get corrected by parents or we get corrected by a teacher or there's some correction even out mm-hmm. on the street. It includes punishment many times in correction. Sometimes it includes a word of encouragement. That's very important that we think about it as the Department of Corrections.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. People that are coming into the correction system have different pathways that have led them there. And in many cases, rehabilitative programming and treatment and, mental illness and, help and treatment for these things, for these situations can really, help their lives, help them turn their lives around. And instead of just warehousing people for 9 months or, 2 years, if we can really, use that time wisely. I heard one prison administrator say one time, the minute you step foot in the gates of a prison, that's when your rehabilitation should begin. And if, if the prison industrial complex could really look at it in that way, then we really are building safer communities.
We think about this documentary that was produced by Frontline through PBS about Tutwiler and the system there. They interacted with the women during the documentary. That intrigued me because it does give us some insight. Of course, when a camera is rolling, that doesn't necessarily give you everything that one would want to see or need to see. The eye that they did give, it does give an opportunity to get a little more into what's going on there at Tutwiler, right?
Yes, absolutely. It does offer more perspective, particularly what it's like to be pregnant and incarcerated. And then some of the interventions, some of the stuff that the Prison Birth Project does to kind of intervene and kind of serve as a buffer between that harsh prison life and becoming a new mom. Like, we want that to still, for the rest of your life, you're going to remember when you gave birth and what that was like. And so we try to make that as normal as possible. We try to bring in some of the traditional, routines and celebrations about having birth. We take pictures. We do a lot of things to try to maintain that bond between mom and child, because we know that mom is going to eventually be released and come back out into society. And so if she's well bonded with her baby, hopefully she will be more motivated to do the things that it takes to stay with that baby and not, revert to perhaps some of the things that she did before she was incarcerated.
Truly, to me, that is empowerment. When it comes to a woman who's incarcerated and she's at her lowest point in her life and she may feel that she's not worthy of anything or anyone, but to come in there and say that you are worthy and to give that person some strength and encouragement and hope as they move forward out of the proverbial ditch that they're in, I would say that that is true empowerment.
Well, I think that you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, we believe it's one of our core values in our work is that every person has value. And whether, they've had a difficult life or not leading to where they've ended up, we cannot throw them away. They're human beings and we are taught to love every human being, which isn't easy as a human. It's a struggle for all of us to love, but we're called to do it. So, we are able to and privileged to show them their love. And if you think about who is the most judged in our society, it's probably going to be a mother who is misbehaving, a mother who is using, a mother who is doing whatever. That's going to be the most judged segment of our society. And they carry a lot of shame, but they're so smart and they're full of strength and they're beautiful, beautiful, wonderful people. So it's just, we love it. We love to spend time with them and learn from them. And we hope that they can take a little piece of, us with them as they go through their lives. And hopefully they look back at this time and it's not as horrific or traumatic as it would have been if we hadn't been there.
And you, Ashley, as well as Chantel, are here on the Mark White Show today to help give some insight into that, because we need to know people as individuals. If we look at people as a conglomerate, as a group, we lose the individuality of the person, their own feelings, their thoughts, the things that make them them. And we look at it as an entire system as opposed to a person that's within the system. And I think that that's something that we can help to open the door to today, to shine some light on as people are listening, to think about these women as individuals, as people who have a heart, who have concerns in life, who have had challenges in life, who also have dreams. Let's go to a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk some more about this, if you would both stick with me. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, great. Folks, we're talking to Ashley Rossi Lovell, as well as Chantel Norris with the Alabama Prison Birth Project. They are co-founders, co-directors of this program. I hope that you will check out Tutwiler, the film, which was produced by Frontline PBS. Check it out. I'll share the link on the Mark White Show so that you can watch the documentary. When we come back, let's talk some more about these ladies who are at Tutwiler Prison, these mothers, soon-to-be mothers, who are needing help and resources, especially during this time as we face COVID-19. It's affected businesses, it's affected families, has also affected the ladies in our prison system. So I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McLean. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early. Get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on his way.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. Of course, I am your host, Mark White. This subject is one that I've touched on before, and I don't want us to forget about it. I don't want us to forget about the people who are in prison, in the prison system, because they are not all lost causes. There are people who are there who will be out one day, and they need the tools and the advantages to help them move forward in life and to know that when they get out, that there are opportunities for them. Among that group of people are mothers, soon to be mothers, and they need help and resources. They need to be able to get milk to their babies. They need nutritious meals as they're dealing with pregnancy and even postpartum. We need the opportunity to be able to help these individuals, and we can walk with them in their journey of birth and through separation by encouraging and inspiring the Alabama Prison Birth Project and what Ashley Rossi Lovell and Chantel Norris are doing. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Ashley and Chantel.
Thanks so much.
I want your thoughts on this Frontline documentary, Tutwiler, the film. Was it what you hoped it would be? Did you have goals for it? Did you have an idea of what you wanted it to say to people when they watched it?
I think they did a really good job with the documentary. Of course, you know, anytime you're filming and you don't know what the end product is going to be, you're a little anxious. And we just hope that the women were going to be shown in the best light, you know, in a positive light, and that, you know, that it was going to be pretty truthful. Because, you know, sometimes when you give someone creative license with something that's close to you, it's kind of nerve rattling, you know. It's like, what are they going to do with this? Do they see things the way that I see things?
Yes.
So we were unsure of that, but we trusted them. You know, we trusted their process. They're professionals, and they do this all the time. So we had to kind of just give that up and trust that they were going to see our vision. And we had meetings about it and that type of thing. So we were pretty sure we were on the same page. And we felt like overall they did a good job. They did a good job of showing the women as human beings who perhaps had some difficult circumstances previously in life, but at the end of the day, they all just want to be good moms.
Was there something that you really would have wanted to highlight, to bring awareness to? You do, in fact, have a relationship with these ladies. This is not on a level of, I'm outside of this prison, you're on the inside, and we're connected because I'm sending you a box of goodies. This is actually a relationship that you do have with these women, so you do know them in a unique way that the camera is not going to know them.
I think you're right. The documentary did a good job telling one or two of their stories. If I had had my wish, I think I would have liked to see what happened afterwards. Like, people always ask us, what happened to Misty? I want to know what happened. And if the cameras could have followed any one of our clients as they re-enter, they would have seen how many more challenges that they face when they're out. And you know, men are being released from prison very often because, what, women are 7% of the incarcerated population. So there's far fewer women that are locked up, but the number of women that are locked up is growing exponentially. And if you think about 3/4 of those women have children that are age 18 or younger, And when they are, of course, their families are broken up when they are locked away. And then when they come back, to look at the challenges, the unique challenges that they face, looking for stable, safe housing, looking for employment, reliable transportation, hoping their kids do well in school, all of these things are just almost insurmountable challenges, but we don't have a lot of resources and programming dedicated to women who are reentering society. So I think if the world could see that, that would have been good, so that we could, so that we can turn our resources to helping in that part of it too.
I want to connect you with Tammy Reese there at the Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. She had a friend who was on a path of drug addiction. She was a former teacher. They actually created the Second Helping program to include businesses who wanted to give women a second chance when it comes to employment. And that's in the hospitality industry. So it puts them working in hotels, working in restaurants, different places that would be part of the tourism industry. I want to connect you with Tammy and be able to have those resources available as well.
Absolutely.
We can talk about this all day. We can talk about what's going on in the prison. We can talk about the ladies. To really dig in and say, I'm ready to do something, I believe, in my opinion, the Alabama Prison Birth Project is a great way for people to start if they're looking for something that they can actually do, something tangible, as opposed to just talking about it. Ashley and Chantel, if you were to share with people right now what they could do at this moment to help these women at Tutwiler Prison, what do you tell them?
Well, I definitely would have to say that if they are interested in the work that we're doing, we need support. I mean, to be sustainable, to be able to feed them the way that we do, to see them, and to support our, you know, our organization in perpetuity, we always can use donations. And we have been lucky enough this year to receive our first grant through the state of Alabama, but before that, all we had were personal donations and, you know, faith-based organizations supporting us. So to be able to sustain our work, financial support is always necessary. So that would be one of the things that I would say. And, you know, people want to give. They know that they're called to give. And we look at this as a way to connect them with something very important, with to help them line up their values with, you know, with their giving. And if you're called to give to the least of these, this is one organization that you can give to. What about you, Chantel?
I agree, totally.
Educating one another, thinking about the whole prison reform issue, asking your representatives, are there, you know, pregnant women in our county jail? How are they cared for? What are they being fed? We as a society, we all receive something from the criminal justice system, and therefore we all have to pay for it. And so if we're paying for that, we have a stake in how it's run. And if people are cared for, rehabilitated, if the prisons are run well, that's because the society, the public is watching that. And so we all have a little bit of a responsibility to turn our heads towards prisons, towards jails, instead of away. Because it's our futures that are at stake when people are released from prison and jail.
Absolutely. I want people who are listening right now to know that the Alabama Prison Birth Project, their mission is to improve the health of newborns birthed by women in custody while strengthening maternal bonds and maternal self-efficacy. I believe that that's something that each one of you who is listening right now can get behind. The children are going to be the adults of our society. How are we going to help them? What example are we going to set for them as they grow up in our society? Will they be of benefit to our communities, helping others, providing assistance to others as well, or will they be thrown aside? And will we take the initiative to say that I'm going to help the least of these, as Ashley just said, or ignore them? The Prison Birth Project is a great opportunity for you to step in, and I do want people to go to the website prisonbirth.org. You can donate by going to prisonbirth.org/donate. You can email at info@prisonbirth.org. I do want to make sure that we mention the Ostera initiative. And Ashley, you can speak to that on the Ostera initiative and what the foundation of the Alabama Prison Birth Project is?
I'd love to. We started as a small nonprofit in Alabama, but we based our models off of a program that had been going on much longer in a Minnesota prison. And then after a few years of operating on our own, it made sense for us to combine our resources to increase our sustainability. So we merged with that Minnesota program into the OSTARA initiative. And right now, if your listeners are interested in helping, we're asking for a $10 pledge each month. That's all. That's the cost of your Netflix subscription. And that's in celebration of the OSTARA's 10-year anniversary. Believe it or not, prison doulas have been supporting women giving birth in prison for 10 years. That's hundreds of babies. And if you think about their siblings and their caregivers and their families, that's, you know, thousands of lives possibly changed from all of that work. And we're going to be putting out a really sweet story about the first woman who gave birth with a doula by her side. And we've got an interview with her and with her 10-year-old daughter coming out soon. And so to celebrate that, yeah, $10 a month. That's all it takes, and we'd be grateful for it.
These are babies with names.
Oh, yes. If you look at the logo, the number 10, you'll see every name of the babies that have been born in our program.
Hundreds of names that are thriving because of this program.
Yes, we hope that it's hundreds of generations changing their trajectory. And right now, we've got anywhere between 9,000 and 12,000 babies growing and developing inside their mothers sitting in a U.S. jail or prison. And so there's thousands of names on our list. But, you know, there's tens of thousands that are going to be born between now and 9 months from now.
Yes, 10 years, hundreds of babies, thousands of lives changed. Chantel, when you think about this effort that you and Ashley started from day one, what is your take on progress that you've made over the past decade?
And to be honest, I am just completely humbled when I think about we are able to do the work that we love. We're able to be change makers and to create differences in women's and children's lives. And that they invite us into this very personal space. And they allow us to share that space with them and to hold space for them. Like, I feel honored and privileged to be able to do this work.
And I want other people to feel honored and privileged to be a part of the Alabama Prison Birth Project by donating and being a part of this effort. Again, prisonbirth.org/donate. Commit to $10 a month and help these mothers and mothers-to-be that have found themselves incarcerated at Tutwiler Prison. Ashley and Chantel, it's been great to have you both on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, absolutely. Enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. And give out the website, email address, and possibly a phone number if people want to get in touch.
Yep. Prison Birth at all of the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, you'll find us at Prison Birth. And the phone number, 334-539-8048.
Ashley Rossi Lovell, always glad to have you on the program. Chantel Norris, glad to have you to join us today to talk about this very special effort called the Alabama Prison Birth Project. You're both welcome to come back on the Mark White Show anytime and discuss this very important subject as we try to make a difference in the lives of these ladies who are incarcerated, as well as the children that they are raising to be a part of our society.
We are so grateful to be here. Thanks.
Folks, we've been talking to Ashley Rossi Lovell as well as Chantel Norris with the Alabama Prison Birth Project. I do want you to go check it out, find out where you can make a difference. Again, go to prisonbirth.org, check out their website. You listen to my show every day, I hope, and I hope that you find a way to make a difference in the lives of others. I hope that you're sharing this with your friends so that they can see where they can make a difference in the lives of others. That's the goal and purpose here on the Mark White Show, is to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. And I hope that that is what's happening in your life through this show. Please continue to share it with others and let them know about the Mark White Show. I'm always glad to have you join me. You have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the beer house. Nice and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory-smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow-smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.